Wendy's with my family, enjoying a delicious meaty sandwich. That I know what the late Dave Thomas was trying to accomplish. I look around to see other families enjoying their meals as well. Plus the cast of Goonies is sitting in the corner celebrating their success of a movie that came out years ago. It's only then when I see Corey Feldman standing on their table doing some kind of dance trying to impress his buddies. This was a family restaurant and I had to do something about it. I'm dancing to the beat of a thousand Dave Thomas paperweights. Paperweights, Thomas, Dave, 1,000 of beat the two dancing I am. I slammed down my classic single with mayo and stormed over to the Goonies tables. I approached the head of the group, which was Corey Feldman, knowing I was the bigger man. I said, "Look, Feldman, this is a family restaurant, so take your crap somewhere else." And Danny replied with a word that he made up. It kinda sounded like shabloop. Okay, Feldman, that crosses the line. I don't expect to be showed up by some has-been. So that's when I punched him in the nose and he flew 3 feet into the wall. I'm dancing to the beat of a thousand Dave Thomas paperweights. Paperweights, Thomas, Dave, 1,000 of beat the two dancing I am. I have to admit that I felt a bit threatened when he stood up and announced to the entire restaurant that he summons his super friends. But when his super friends arrived, I kinda cooled off a little bit when I saw the foreman enter the restaurant. Hulk Hogan, Steven Seagal, Chuck Norris, and Howard Mandel. I said, "That's it, Corey Feldman, your friends, they don't scare me. I can take all of you one with one hand tied behind my back." I rolled up my sleeves and approached the Feldman Meister. Just as his super friends circled around me. Of course, Howie Mandel was cracking a bad joke. The tension in the room was fierce as I looked around the lobby. Corey Feldman was the only one standing on his hands. I said, "Yo, Feldman, I thought I told you to take your crap somewhere else." What happened next? None of us. Thomas knew. It was like Dave Thomas knew what was going on in his family environment, because he entered through the main entrance and looked at all of us in the eyes at the same time. Corey Feldman knew exactly what he was thinking. How could such behavior erupt in his family restaurant? We all held our heads in shame as he looked around again. But Corey Feldman was the only one who held his head up high. He said, "Shabloop you!" And then he left the restaurant, soon followed by his goonie pals. Needless to say, Corey Feldman was banished from Wendy's for life. Which brings me to my next point.
I am dancing to the beat of a thousand Dave Thomas paperweights.